George weighed the bag with his hands. "I don't mind it," he said. "I don't notice it anymore. It's just a part of me."
"You've been so tired lately, kind of worn out," said Hazel. "If there was just some way, we could make a little hole in the bottom of the bag and just take out something, just a little."
2 years in prison and $2,000 fine for every piece I took out," said George. "I don't call that a bargain."
"If you could just take a few out when you came home from work," said Hazel. "I mean, you don't compete with anybody around here. You just sit around."
"If I tried to get away with it," said George, "then other people'd get away with it, and pretty soon we'd be right back to the Dark Ages again, with everybody competing against everybody else. You wouldn't like that, would you?"
"I'd hate it," said Hazel.
"There you are," said George. "The minute people start cheating on laws, what do you think happens to society?" If Hazel hadn't been able to come up with an answer to this question, George couldn't have supplied one. A siren was going off in his head.
"I think it'd fall apart," said Hazel.
"What would?" said George blankly.
"Society," said Hazel uncertainly. "Wasn't that what you just said?"